Well, it's a common thing in South Africa, and as one of the questions that the Minister of Home Affairs, the Honorable Kikaba, was addressing, to say someone gets into South Africa within a week, he is married. But what we have seen under this new immigration, the easiest legal document that you can get, or a permit, what they call a partner's or sponsor and permit, if you have a girlfriend or a boyfriend that either has a say, permanent residence permit or is South African, that person can apply for that partner's permit through VFS and be granted that permit. But of course, you have people that are couples, and all of them, they don't have permits, so it can't then try to prove at Home Affairs that you have a partner while you are also married to another person. It creates problems. But for single people, it is one of the easiest ways to legalize your stay in South Africa.
Now, let's talk about this, Mr. Taba, the marriages of convenience. Are they not scary to people who are seeking papers there?
It's a tricky situation. We have seen it either way, you know, Zimbabwean women with papers being taken advantage of, say, by other men from other nationalities, from Ghanaian, Nigerians, and that kind of stuff. We've also seen Zimbabwean men here and women getting hooked up with white partners, some of who would be far, 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 far older than them, and that kind of, there is all those discrepancies and that kind of stuff. But the thing is, as soon as someone gets what they want, usually that marriage crumbles. Mm. That's the challenge. And in some cases, as soon as the other party realizes that, this person is using me to get papers and that kind of stuff, they may decide to just call it quick, and that leaves that other party in a limbo. So these things are risky, they are tricky, and it's not that straightforward.
And sometimes, Mr. Mapena, this is done in a very criminal way, right? It's just for the sake of the papers.
Yeah, no, it's for the papers, and some are truthful. They pay these people to say, let's go to Home Affairs, we pretend we're a couple, I'm going to pay you this X amount. If a person agrees to receive that money, it happens. We've seen it happening over the years, and it will continue happening. The other thing, though, in terms of the other payments, it is becoming really, really difficult, because even the asylum documents are now being scrapped on the basis that there's no more conflict in Zimbabwe. Mm. As my brother alluded earlier on to saying, the 2013 elections, in terms of the reports of the African Union and the other African observer missions, they declared those elections legitimate. So therefore, it means that in South Africa is beginning to say, look, we cannot continue issuing Zimbabweans with the asylum documents. Of course, when you get to bed bridge, they will issue with a 6 months asylum, which we have seen. But when you try to renew it after 6 months, you are told that your application for an asylum has been turned down and you'll be expected to go back to Zimbabwe. That's the huge challenge that we have.
Mr. Taba?
Yeah, we have got that kind of situation, like my brother is saying, and it's a little bit tricky. What we have also said is that, you know, when you look at the travel guidance by the UK government to their nationals who intend to travel to Zimbabwe, they will be warned that this is a politically volatile region and country, and don't do this, don't do that, and that kind of stuff. So it's for us now to take that kind of guidance to the Home Office and say, look, on one hand, you are saying this is the situation as it obtains in Zimbabwe today. But on the other hand, you are saying you can go back home, Zimbabwe is safe. So it's something that can be argued in a court of law. So basically, the UK government here is finding it difficult to say, is it black or is it white?
Mr. Mapena, your last words?
Well, what we would like to say is simple, that the only solution, in our view, is to begin to think beyond 2018, mm-hmm. to say, how do we address the political and the economic challenges that we face as Zimbabweans? Because running to South Africa or to London every year, it is not the solution. We have a duty as citizens to rebuild our economy. And the only way to rebuild our economy is to commit in participating. We know that in the diaspora you cannot vote in terms of the Zimbabwean laws, but we need to be seen participating in the electoral processes in Zimbabwe, vote for a government that we believe will genuinely represent our interests, and we should participate in the development of our economy. So democratization of the Zimbabwean state is key in the long term if we are to address this migration issue of young Zimbabweans every year leaving Zimbabwe to neighboring countries, even in the UK and the US.
Yes, quite.
I wanted to say something on South Africa. I totally agree with my brother there. That's the vision and that's the way forward. But as far as South Africa is concerned, I want to say South Africa has been complicit to the demise of Zimbabwe right from the start of the Zimbabwe crisis. You remember that time of quiet diplomacy, the Thabo Mbeki quiet diplomacy mantra? When you look at that, what was happening was that Zimbabwe was suffering a brain drain of the critical skills that were going out of Zimbabwe in droves and dozens, going to prop up the South African economy. And this continued and continued at the benefit of South Africa and other countries within the region, even the farmers, even whatever skill, whatever profession that you may be looking at. South Africa was happy with that, and they would say quiet diplomacy as the Zimbabwe economy crumbled. Now, I think it's being double-faced for them to turn around again and then say, oh, go back to your countries, you people, when it is the Zimbabwe people we have helped to bring about the South African country to its present-day status. I think it should take responsibility. I think they need to be confronted with the truth of the impact of their deeds going forward.
Mm. Do you think so, Mr. Mabena?
Well, it's a question that we have always with them, just to say the manner in which South Africa has been conducting itself in the last 10 years in the Zimbabwean question leaves a lot to be desired. And you'll recall that Gwende Mandashe, the ANC Secretary General in 2011, went to the ZANU-PF conference in Bulawayo and they said they were, as ANC, they were going to assist the ZANU-PF to win the elections. And they did in 2013. Mm. ZANU-PF promised 2.5 million jobs. No jobs have been created, not even a single job. So what do young people do? They then come and end pressure into South Africa. And how do South Africans respond? They then respond through xenophobia. How does the South African government address that? They address that through Operation Fiela, which targets Zimbabweans. So you get attacked in South Africa for being a foreigner. You go back to your country. There are no jobs. People get attacked again. So it's quite a difficult situation for ordinary Zimbabweans that are resident in South Africa.